I'm joined now by Faith Chonko. She's the curator of the Made in Arkansas selections for the Little Rock Film Festival this year. Thanks for joining me, Faith.
Thanks for having me.
The Little Rock Film Festival seems to me to promote kind of an identity of being a haven for regional filmmakers. Do you think this cements it as something that attracts only the interests of local people, or does it have kind of a wide appeal?
I think it definitely attracts the most interest from the local community, but this is my fifth year doing it, and every year I sort of like mingle with everyone and I hang out with different filmmakers from all over, and they always end up coming to see the Made in Arkansas portion and are really impressed by it. So I think it's one, like a networking and supportive community for the local filmmakers, but it's also a chance for local filmmakers to expose other people to their work.
Do you see the films in the Made in Arkansas block as trying to carve out an identity as Arkansas movies, or do you see there being a trend of moving away from this regionalism, trying to appeal to a broader audience?
It's mixed. A lot of them are more genre films, so it's like sci-fi or horror doesn't necessarily incorporate that local flavor. But a lot of them do that are very story-centric, really incorporate the scenery and the people of their communities. And like a lot of them will use local actors and just regular people. And so I think it's a mix. If the story allows for it, they definitely embrace it.
Could you talk a little bit about your process for how you curated the movies?
Yeah, so I start getting submissions, I guess, in February, depending on when people submit, which is usually at the very end, like the very last deadline. People like to wait. I watch everything, sit down and just watch it all, and I just make notes on everything. And then as you start to put the blocks together, there are certain elements like time and for scheduling and that kind of thing where you don't always get the exact block that you want. So it's finding the fit between different films that go together but also are gonna fit within the scheduling constraints. And then at that point I sort of add films back in that I was on the fence about or that I feel like would really round out a block or something like that. So it's really just like one big watch for me, and then I do revisit films throughout the final decision-making process too.
Do you see like some kind of southern sensibility of some of the films, or do the films that you've screened so far seem to be embracing that or reacting against it?
I don't think anyone's reacting against it. I think there are some films that, I don't want to say ignore it, but they don't even register that into the film that they want to make. But one of our features, The Grace of Jake, the filmmaker is from Arkansas. He's been living in LA, but he's waited on doing other features because he wanted to come back to Arkansas to make this his first feature. So there's a lot of pride that goes into people's films, and I think the roots are there and people embrace it